Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Star Companion. We're back. And I'm Zach.
And I'm David.
And we're the internet's premier Star Trek fan podcast. And as every good podcaster knows, you gotta apologize right at the top for your prior behavior. And I'll speak for myself, you know, we're sorry we weren't there for you in the middle of the quarantine.
Yeah, but we're sorry.
I think we're officially back on a consistent basis. And if we're not,
then you'll get apologized to in a few episodes.
You know, it'll happen again. Maybe not. Hopefully not. We're shooting for not this time. Yeah. But what do we do here, David?
Well, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
I see. And I think what you mean by this and that is we review Star Trek episodes, Stardate by Stardate.
Yes.
And we're at the end of season 3. For those of you that haven't... Of Enterprise. For those of you that have only been watching with us and not going beyond, we're finally going to get to the end of season 3 here pretty quickly.
I always think, like, if someone were to come back and listen to these, you know, in like a few years, it's going to sound really weird because like every two episodes we're like, hey, we're sorry, we're back. And it's like, well, I just listened to the last episode like 5 minutes ago. These guys really must have been uploading on an inconsistent basis.
Yeah.
And their behavior must have been very bad.
Yeah.
Bad boys.
Almost irreparable harm.
Just a couple of bad boys of the universe. What's going on?
I'd like to, off the top, thank our Patreon members.
Do it.
Because we also got a new one. That's
And by one, he means subscriber.
One subscriber. I should have planned this better. You'd think one of these days I would.
Yeah.
But
so we review Star Trek episode by episode.
Kelly W, thanks for being a subscriber.
Kelly Dubs, what up?
what up, girl? You know, and I just want to thank you for being a subscriber. And on the topic of Patreon subscribers, I finally got a copy of Reanimator.
Nice.
So that's coming.
Years later.
Yeah. Years later.
Year and a half later.
John Kinnison, our first Patreon.
I wonder if he's subscriber. Still listening.
I hope you're still listening. Anyway, so thank you for listening. Thanks for being here. You can catch us on all major podcasting platforms. You can send us an email at thestarcompanion@gmail.com. We still actually do have stickers. I don't know if I have it sitting around here for David to show.
We got a shit ton of stickers, yo.
And
because of the quarantine, we haven't been able to go out to bars and plaster them all over bathroom stalls and stuff.
It's true.
Cover up glory holes.
Why would you cover up the glory holes?
That way when the penis pokes through, it's like a surprise. Like, oh, Star Companion penis?
Oh. You know, on the topic of Star Companion penis,
we commercialize that.
That kind of reminds me of a particular episode.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Vaguely. It's in like season, was it season two?
No, I think season it was one. Season one.
Okay.
Late, mid to late, between, it's in season one.
Between 1 to 23.
Uh-huh. Right? It's called Voxala.
Oh, yeah.
That's one. A good one. You may have seen it.
That one.
Anyway, yeah.
I also want to give a shout out to our boy Trent. What's up, Trent?
Oh, yeah.
Troy. What? I think it's Troy.
Okay. Dude, he's the nicest guy on the planet.
He really is.
And
we let him down every week. And Troy...
Yeah, when you hear this, send us an email. Yeah.
Troy, we love you, man. And we miss you, and we hope you're doing all right.
Yeah, and...
We hope you survived the fires, and now out of the fire and into the quarantine, as they say.
Uh-huh. And thanks for your emails and...
Yes.
And your kind words, we do appreciate you and everyone else.
And before we start the episode, I also have a little bit of house cleaning.
Oh, another apology?
No.
I can...
I believe last episode or two episodes ago, we asked our humble subscribers, listeners, if they would be willing to help us out. Well, turns out we don't need your help. Thanks, guys. Anyways, we found someone to help us out. The videos will be going up here shortly. I have about 10 or 15 right now that are completely edited and ready to be uploaded. I don't have the time. If you have ever uploaded to YouTube, you know that it takes hours and you have to sit there and you have to watch it just in case something pops up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you went on some sites that you shouldn't have.
Does that happen a lot to you?
Has
it ever happened?
But as you know, it just takes a long time. But we did find that person. Thank you for everybody who applied. But your services are not needed at this moment. In the future, we may need your services for something else.
True.
Stay tuned.
And thanks for reaching out and saying you could.
Yeah. I don't know what services we'll need them for, but I just want to keep it, like, that's like me being like almost like a radio guy, kind of like teasing. Like,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Coming back next, the answer to David's tease.
Yeah.
Was that good?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's going to be a long play. When are you going to pay that off? I guess we'll never know. Until we do.
That's a good tease. That's a really good tease, is when it doesn't pay off.
Anyway, in other news, yes, we're back. We plan on being back. Thank you to everybody. You can subscribe on all major podcasting platforms, as previously stated. We're already 6 minutes into this apology and house cleaning. I guess we can get into it.
Yeah.
So we're on Star Trek Enterprise Season 3, Ep 22, The Council.
The Council.
And there is, in fact, a star date. Well, look at that. We come back, there's star dates. 02-12-215.4.
Yes, sir. It's a Tuesday, I believe.
Oh,
Next episode happens on a Tuesday.
So this would be a Monday.
Yes.
How much would you
and
bet?
Possibly on, Saturday and
on,
Sunday.
On your... How sure are you? What kind of odds would you give on that one?
I'll bet you a sticker.
I accept that bet. I'm hurting for sports.
What? I meant our stickers.
Oh.
So in this episode, we return to the debacle in the expanse. Debacle in the expanse.
Thanks for that.
I think it was last episode or the episode previous, a wispy otherworldly time person came through and said, Zindi, you gotta get this done, the humans are coming for us, blah blah blah. And
oh yeah,
and the reptilians were like, yes, okay, and they licked their eyes and
what.
Grab some flies out of the...
I have a line later.
Hatch some eggs.
Maybe it's in the next episode. But my biggest takeaway from this episode is these filthy reptilians, for all their talk about wanting to be in power and powerful and the number one Zindi, they're some real fucking bootlickers.
Yeah, they are.
For some individuals.
Yeah.
You know? Kind of like... all the shitty Americans out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Uh-huh. I'm sitting right next to one.
Whoa.
Yep.
I stand for... Well, never mind.
Anyway, so what happened in this episode?
Well, at the beginning of the episode, there's a dramatic argument between the aliens. You know they're from the future because it's white and they don't look at each other.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
They speak in a void with only the tops of their bodies, and they go, humanity's the problem,
Looking straight forward. I can just see someone like on like a dolly spinning them around, you know, and just like just face forward and have an argument about space and stuff. They don't give them a script. They just make
timelines are sensitive. Take definitive action, okay? And then it opens up into and Phlox is scanning to Paul, and he goes, "I'm not detecting any trillium in your system," as if he goes, "Junkie."
Weaning yourself off of it, eh?
I've got a
off
headache.
The sauce.
I didn't know Vulcans got headaches. I'm needed. Quit prying, you little snoopaloop. Okay? I'm allowed to come to the doctor when I want. There's his space HIPAA laws.
He does kind of come in and just like, what's going on? It's like, this is kind of my private...
Have you been following her?
What?
You fucking creep. He's a little snoopaloop.
And you hurt your arm? Doing what, exactly?
Yeah. Degra seems reasonable. If you remember, Doc, my people died, not yours. My people.
That's Trip, right?
No, that was Phlox.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was Trip to Phlox. Yeah.
So, Enterprise is being escorted to the Zindi, one of the Zindi planets, and I guess Trip to Paul, or no, to Paul Reed and
that one
helmsman guy.
Yeah. And a Mako. And the Mako, before he gets on there, Reed goes to him and he goes, "Hey, sailor, you interested in joining us?" And he goes, "Always ready to stretch my legs if you catch my drift."
Does he say that?
He does say he's always ready to stretch his legs.
Oh, okay.
And there's this very weird homoerotic undertone with Reed and any Mako.
Yeah, Reed really wants to fuck, like, all the Makos. But just the guy ones. He doesn't want to fuck. He's kind of intimidated by the girl ones a little bit.
Yeah, no, he totally
That's
is.
That's kind of his MO, I've noticed, is, like, he pretends to be this interspatial...
Coxman.
Yeah, Coxman.
But he's not.
But he's not. He kind of gets shamed a little bit.
Yeah, he gets super broed out with the Makos. Oh.
He's a simp.
That's common terminology.
Yeah.
Talk about dating it.
Cuck.
Okay. And,
Well, he says, when he's asking the Mako if he wants to come along, he says, "Does your EV training, did that include combat training?" And the guy says, "Yes, sir."
So they're going on their way to steal some DVDs from the Sphere.
They are.
And the rest of the crew is on their way with Degra to go to the meeting place of the Zindi.
And Dad's planning with Degra in his ready room and ducking under the beams again. Just fucking... that shit bugs, dude. It bugs so much. It's like, can no one... I don't know. We've touched on it before. Degra says, "Hey, you know, maybe you shouldn't be too confident about that, about this meeting coming up. This is going to be a rough room." And Dad says, "I can handle a tough room." And it's like, okay, weird flex, Dad, but okay.
Yeah, and the tough room he talks about is he goes, "I've stood before a Klingon tribunal." And Degra goes, "What's a Klingon?" "Oh, yeah, I know what a Klingon is, but this is definitely different."
Yeah.
You know that one manatee? Well, she's hard to convince.
Yeah.
Okay, that I'm telling you right now.
Degra starts listing off reasons why the various races are difficult to convince.
It's all very convoluted and...
The insectoids don't like if you wear boots.
I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The manatees... there's actually a saying about the aquatics. It's if you give an aquatic a fish, right?
Yeah.
He'll catch it in his mouth and do a backflip for you. And go, "Yee." How funny would that be if like, the humanoid ones are like training him to jump out of water and like clap their fucking manatee hands?
I love the notion that the reptilians sleep in front of heat lamps.
I do too.
So, hey, David.
And I think, I don't know if we learn the name of the reptilians... the leader, but his name is Dolom.
Yeah, Lieutenant
and
Commander.
Allegedly,
Captain Dolom.
He had a gimp grandson, which means he's a failure as a reptile man.
Oh wow! Yeah, that's
true. He poisoned
true.
Him and killed him.
Gangster.
But Dagger's trying to kind of lay.
I mean, as a father, You can see how that would be hard to do business with someone like that.
Yeah, it would be.
It happens a lot for me. I mean, I'm not a father, but I can definitely put myself in those space shoes.
Degra is essentially laying the scene for Archer. He says, these are the scoundrels you're going to have to... This is the Legion of Doom that you're going to be pleading your case to, bucko, so get ready. It ain't going to be a walk in the park.
Do you think it's sexual when Commander Dolem says, I'll see you in the council chamber?
Yes. When he's being heated under his lamps.
How much extra energy do you think they have to fucking supply?
A lot.
You know, if there's... How many... Like, do they all have a heating chamber in their rooms?
They must.
What is that?
Yeah.
What?
What?
I mean, I get that they have, like...
Why not?
These people aren't related, okay? Yeah. I know they all say they're Zindi. They're not.
They're not.
They're all completely different...
They are.
...species.
Yeah. They speak different languages... They look different.
And the best part about it, the differences between all of the languages is all of them translate pretty well into English, as we've heard, except for the aquatics and the bugs, which makes no goddamn sense. If we can... So what the implication here is that the arboreals and the human ones, that they can speak English.
Right, right.
And that the other two can't.
They're different. They're really different.
Different.
Yeah. But the lizards are okay, which makes sense because, you know, in Earth's prior history, the lizards actually infiltrated the government
and occupied
spaces of power before the eugenics war.
On the topic of power and eugenics wars and loosely insectoids, how good's your insectoid these days? Little shop talk, you know? so...
I imagine, by the way, that hanging out under heat lamps is like the equivalent of having like a cup of coffee in the morning. You know what I mean? Like you got to shit afterwards. Because that's what gets your metabolism going.
He's just got a shit bucket?
Yeah.
Under the heating table?
Yeah.
If it heats up too much, it just leaks out.
He's got
like
a bedpan underneath.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
So they're at this meeting, and at a certain point, one of them says, according to our archaeologists...
Well, hold on.
Do they have archaeologists? Are they not, like, Zindiologists? At what point are we choosing words that translate perfectly, inclusive of sciences?
Zindologists.
Sorry, I jumped ahead.
Well, archaeology, it's archaic, right? Okay. I guess it's not human related, right? Because if it was like primatology, it would be like Zindology.
But my point here is they're saying archaeology as if that should translate perfectly.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe they have like a Zindi, like Indiana Jones and stuff.
Zindiana Jones?
Zindiana.
You're right. I don't know. I don't know. I'm picking... Yeah. My biggest point here is the Guardians, they're colonizers.
They are. And, you know, you missed... You kind of jumped...
I know.
You jumped a couple steps ahead here, pal. Do you remember the scene where they're walking into the council chambers? Dad and Hoshi?
Mm-hmm.
They're having a little conversation. Dad says, feels like I'm being called to the principal's office.
Mm-hmm. I did remember that. I was hoping you were going to bring this up.
Yeah. And it's like, are you like fucking, are you Opie from like the Andy Griffith show? Like,
I just don't understand. There's a complete mismatch with the gravity of the situation and Dad's attempt at lightening the situation.
And it's like, dude, you could be dead in like 2 minutes.
With a ridiculous anecdote about that one time. And then Hoshi gave the clue to David on who he needs to be in order to score Hoshi. And what is it, Dave?
A bad boy.
You need to be a bad boy.
I've done some bad things in my life.
David's a bad boy.
I ran a stop sign once.
What? You gotta cut that out, dude.
Bet your ass.
You bet your ass.
Hoshi, on the other hand, has never been to the principal's office, which goody two-shoes ass.
Naturally.
Yeah. You mentioned that the... who are they? The...
Don't look at my notes.
The guild?
The council.
The council, they're controlled by who? The
Guardians.
The Guardians,
The sphere builders. The colonizers.
That's right. And
they're androgynous as fuck.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They really are.
So they're all talking about, it's going back and forth, you know, they're trying
doesn't
to,
go good.
It doesn't go good. You know, there's a lot of, you attacked my ship. This is not relevant. Your judgment is clouded. We haven't arrived at a decision yet. I'll take the ring to Mordor. It's a lot like that.
Dad's Frodo just in the middle, like, I'll take it.
You know, set a course.
Mm-hmm.
Exhaust vent.
So that doesn't go too good. Dad heads back to the thing.
No, it doesn't go too good.
To Paul.
Is the thing that he heads back to the Enterprise?
Sorry, that wasn't very descriptive, was it? To Paul, Reed, the Mako, and...
Is there another guy? The guy who pilots the ship?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think he's got a unnamed ensign.
They make it into a sphere, mm-hmm. and the sphere, I guess, has some sort of memory core in there that they need to retrieve.
Well, it's for sure DVDs that they're retrieving.
Yeah.
There's even a DVD symbol at a certain point.
It's an old school hard drive.
Literally. And on their way in, you can't see the exhaust vent that DePaul's talking about.
That's true.
And she just cold tells him, you know, keep going. Mm-hmm. Maintain course. And they go, are you sure about this? And she says, hold your course. Enter the sphere's butthole.
And then the Enterprise says, Luke, you've turned off your targeting computer.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was just me.
And I think Luke was maybe the guy who was flying the ship.
I'm unclear on who that person maybe flying the ship is.
Maybe he was the Mako.
Yeah. I think I've seen him before. He doesn't have very many lines other than to not do what he says.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
What is that? Some sort of hologram?
What?
And so they go through a hologram. They get into the center to grab the DVDs. Mm-hmm. Hey, Trav. Ship driver. Look stoic. I'm detecting movement.
And Trav says, oh, I can't find it. I can't find it. And then all of a sudden he finds it and he says, hey, it's in the upper left quadrant. It's like, they're in a sphere. There is no left.
Furthermore.
Right? Am I crazy here? I wanted to bring this up with you.
I don't think you're crazy.
Okay. In a sphere, there's no corners.
Not to mention that the thing that they can't see
mm-hmm.
is probably 60 feet long.
Yeah.
With like it's like a giant robotic arm.
Mm-hmm.
How could you not see that if nothing else was moving in there?
Yeah.
Open your eyes, Reed. Open them. And to get the love that you deserve.
So this little claw comes down. I don't know what that was about, but yeah, open them up. The claw comes down.
And it goes, I cannot let you take that DVD, Hal.
Bleep, blorp. He grabs the Mako. His name is Hawkins.
Oh, yeah.
Grabs him like one of those prize things in like an arcade.
The crane game, yeah.
Yeah, the crane game. And it fucking kills. He gets smoked.
He gets
smoked.
Literally dematerialized.
So much for that zero G combat training, hey? Sorry, that took me a minute to
Reed
get out.
Reed didn't want him there for the combat training.
No.
Just something pretty to look at.
They get out.
They make it out with the DVDs. Mm-hmm. The only next question in the next episode is, do they have a DVD player?
That's a good question. They might have to jury rig one.
That's why people come to the Star Companion for those hard hitting questions.
Big brains. Big takes.
DePaul, grab those DVDs fast. Hurry up. They just fucking vaporized Hawkins.
An Adam Sandler 3-pack.
Back at the council, they go. Meanwhile, they're back at the council, and they show a recreation, a holographic recreation of the sphere builder that Enterprise came in contact with.
They do,
and they're like, "How do we know this isn't a fabrication?" Which sounded a lot like. And Dagra goes, humans don't have the technology. And then Dad puts on the smuggest fucking look I've ever seen and looks over at the reptiles. And he goes, tell me, is this your hero? Is this your guardian? Why do you overact that with that face? They don't have the technology. See? We Dad, don't?
Dad's like, I cooked that goose.
That's hilarious. It's so stupid, dude. So
Savant, grab those DVDs fast.
How'd they miss that moving clamp, dude? And then it just disintegrates Hawkins. There goes another butt buddy of Reed's. Goodbye.
God. So the second council meeting doesn't go too good either. It essentially sounds like it's decided, but it's really not.
No, it is not decided.
The reptilians are like, no problem. That's cool. No problem. We'll sign on to that. Yeah, no more death to the humans.
And no one goes, isn't that weird?
Why did they change their minds?
They couldn't be up to something. We must take some at their word.
So everybody's kind of relieved, right? And Dagger's kind of hanging back in his office working on some Enterprise plans. And, well, Dolem comes in. He's going to die. And the reptile regales him with the story. He says, I never really liked this old avian base that we have up in these hills. He says, reptilians prefer to be near the ground. You know, preferably hot concrete where I can do like those weird push-ups and stuff.
Lizards do those weird push-ups. This is stupid. It's just anthropomorphizing fucking alien lizards.
And Dolem stabs Dagra predictably, and he says, I'm going to kill you and your whole family, boy.
I'll get your little dog too, Dagra. You watch out.
And he commits Zendicide.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did that just come off the top?
It does, yeah.
You had that in your mind, right? As you heard it?
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah, Zendicide.
That's a good line.
And they steal the weapon, the reptilians and the insectoids. They make a plan.
Whoa.
And they steal the weapon and they launch it and
fuck.
You know.
Then what?
Dagra's friends and Enterprise chases after him and a big battle happens. A cool space battle. Really cool, dope space battle.
It was such a sick space battle that it got nominated for an Emmy and then they lost.
Really?
To the next episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, quite literally.
Wow.
The next episode countdown is the one they won the Emmy for.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, it was a really nice space battle.
Actually looked cool.
Next episode is dope, too.
Yeah.
But, they eventually get away, predictably. And before they do, they steal my darling, my baby, my honey, Oshi. They steal her.
They took her, dude.
They took her. They took my baby, and I'm not okay. I'm pretty fucking far from okay.
Are you peeved?
I'm peeved. I'm pretty fucking far from okay.
This is concerning to me now.
Archer's goose is cooked. He got hoodwinked.
Wow.
He got bamboozled.
You're telling me that there were two geese cooked this episode?
First of all, Dad cooked a goose. Now his goose is cooked. There's a lot of cooking of
Question,
geese.
If he cooked a goose and then his goose got cooked, is that not the same goose? And that's why people come here, to the Star Companion, for these hard-hitting questions.
If you enjoyed commentary like that...
Before we get there...
Oh, yeah.
I've got a couple more things.
That old Vulcan axiom?
Well, sure, that's fun.
Yeah.
But no, the world's world's ending, betrayals and refutations.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to end the episode and cut to Phlox, who's just feeding a starfish.
Yep.
And after that, more Reed being guilt-ridden.
Yep.
You can tell he's heard about Hawkins.
Talking to the Mako guy like, dude, just fucking get
to
it
To make
over
it
with.
Mako daddy.
Yeah.
And, he goes, well, what happened to Hawkins? And he goes, Hawkins died an honor death. And Reed should have totally been cast as a Klingon before Klingons were...
He should have.
...not hostile. But yeah, as David was just saying, if you enjoyed that kind of content...
Feel free to send us an email. At thestarcompanion@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yes. Head over to patreon.com/thestarcompanion. Send us a buck or two if you like that.
Yeah.
We do have stickers. Stickers on the line, folks. And all you have to do to get a sticker is provide us all of your personal information.
Yeah. Mother's maiden name, bank accounts.
Which we will organize.
We outsource the collation process to
this friendly guy over in
Prince's.
Yeah, Ethiopia.
From Mount Africa.
Yeah. He's a real guy. He's a real nice guy.
Yeah, he's so nice to us.
He's a prince, but his name is Tom. Surprisingly.
MySpace Tom?
No. Yeah, no.
No? Okay.
Might be.
Well.
Maybe Tom's living over there these days. Who knows?
Like, I wonder what Tom does on a daily basis.
You know, he figured out a way to...
I've recently read this.
Yeah. You follow the same Instagram I do.
We get the same news from the same places.
We do.
Anyway, Dad, we're back. We're sorry. And we'll see you next episode.
And we really, really love you.
I love you the most.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.